Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 4 through verse 7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them, and plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and become the fathers of sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters and multiply there and do not decrease. And seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare. Amen. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for this time, this morning. We just give you, you know, this day to you and our whole week to you, God, and this time that we have together. Holy Spirit, come and speak to us. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this passage comes from this Jeremiah, right? And most of you know the story. Judah, because of their sin, the Lord wants to bring judgment upon them, basically. And Babylon is the one that comes and takes Judah captive, and they are sent into exile into the nation of Babylon. And at this time, there's all these false prophets that's coming along to tell the people of Israel, saying, hey, don't worry, you're not going to be in exile very long, and God's going to bring you right out, you know. He's going to bring you peace, and he's going to give you prosperity, and he's going to get you out of Babylon right away. But Jeremiah is the only prophet, or it seems like at this time in this book, Jeremiah is the only one that hears from God and brings a word to the people saying, no, your time in Babylon is actually going to be very long. And if you want to prosper and if you want to do well, then you better go to Babylon and think and consider that you're going to be there for a long time. And so that's why he's saying, you know, build houses and live in them, plant gardens and eat their produce, you know. Get married and let your daughters get married and let your sons get married. And then verse 7, it says, seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare. If you will recall an old message that PSAM preached a long time ago, it was called Prosper Where You Are Planted. And he was kind of talking about how so many of us, especially when we come to Hong Kong, we have this mentality that we're only going to be here for a short period of time. So we're not really going to give ourselves to it. You know, we're not going to, we're not going to really plug ourselves into a church, and we're not going to think about Hong Kong as our permanent home. So we don't really give everything that we have to prosper or to be a change agent, you know, be a man of influence. To the fullest degree, because we always feel like, oh, we're only here temporarily, but we'll really settle down somewhere else. And then when we actually go and settle down somewhere, that's when I'll really prosper and become all that God wants me to be. But his whole point is, no, God has brought you here for a purpose, and we need to do the best that we can and seek the purpose of God for him bringing us here and find out what he wants us to do. And become all that we can be, become all that God wants us to be, so that we can really bless people and be a person of influence. And this, I believe this is also something that God wants us to do as believers. You know, it says, seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare. And if you would turn with me to Genesis chapter 12. verse 1 through 3. It says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from the relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." This was actually the verse when I first came back to Hong Kong after my DTS in 2004. I felt like this was the verse that God was giving to me. And basically the point is, it says, "I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing." And later on in verse 3, at the end of verse 3, it says, "And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." This was God's original plan for the people of Israel, that God would make them a great nation, and God would prosper them and give them peace and prosperity. But not just so that they can be a great nation and be prideful and think that they've done something, but that they would be a blessing to the nations. In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And that's the picture that God, or that's the plan that God has for us, right? Wherever we go, whether we are in Hong Kong, whether we're in Seoul, whether we are in Taiwan, Singapore, wherever God sends us to, God's plan is that we would, I mean, God's purpose and desire is that he would bless us and we would receive his blessing and prosperity and welfare, not so that we can be like, "Hey, look at us, you know, I'm a Christian and I'm so blessed, blah, blah, blah," become prideful and haughty, but that we would be a blessing for the others and all the families of the earth will be blessed through us. So, you know, I think in the past, or for me when I was growing up, I really had this mentality that, you know, we are a church, so we really need to seek the blessing of other Christians and within our church. We need to really pray for the blessing of God to come. This kind of us for and no more kind of mentality. You know, we're going to stay indoors and we're going to pray for the blessing of the people indoors. So if one of our church members has a frozen yogurt store, then we will bless that frozen yogurt store to do really, really well. But if another business pops up, then we start, you know, kind of jokingly, but we start throwing curses at those stores and saying, hoping that they would do really badly and that they would, you know what I'm saying, right? And if somebody is a banker, we bless that bank, but other banks, competitors, we might really talk negatively and stuff. But that's not... That's not God's heart, you know. He wants us to be a blessing, and even in our own company, if we have a boss or a senior person that's not godly and that's not treating us fairly, we can get so bitter and we can and start pronouncing judgment, God's judgment upon these people, and start saying, "Oh, these people, this person is this, and they're not godly." But God's desire for us is that when we go to that workplace, that we become a person of influence and change, and that we go there and we pray for the blessing of God to come upon even our bosses that treat us unfairly. And that's how we're going to influence them, and that's how we're going to change them. Not for us to go and start judging them and criticizing them and telling them, "Hey, you're not living in a godly way, godly manner." But instead, by praying for them and blessing them and praying for God's favor to be upon them, even though they might not be the best boss or whatever. And through that, as they see us doing well in the workplace, but even when we're doing well, we're not getting arrogant and we're not trying to compete with those people, but we're actually blessing them and honoring them and praying for God's favor upon them. And through that, you know, they will become blessed and, you know, they will really see the love of God as we do that. And so just a few things need to happen if we were to do that. First, we need to get out of this rat race that we're running. Everyone's trying to run and everyone's trying to compete and trying to earn more money and do all that. That's what the world does. If we're in that rat race, it's going to be hard for us to come out of it and pray for someone even in our own workplace that's a competition, that's a rival for us, for our promotion. And also our other competitors in our industry or whatever, it's going to be hard for us to pray for them and bless them if we're in this rat race. So we need to get out of the rat race. Know that God's plan for us is not so that we will just make a lot of money and be successful in worldly eyes. His plan and purpose for us is that we would do His work and be an agent of His blessing and favor to this world. That's so much greater than just becoming a rich person, you know? And number two, we also need to understand that we have authority to bless and to curse, you know, in the world, because basically we are sons and daughters, right? And God's given us that authority. All authority has been given to Jesus Christ, and He is with us everywhere we go. So we need to understand that we have the authority to bless companies and the authority to bless our bosses and different businesses, right? So yeah, those two things. And let's just close our eyes. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us about being a blessing to all the families in the nation and praying for the welfare of the city, praying for the welfare of Hong Kong and the businesses in Hong Kong and the people in Hong Kong.
Majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps Himself in light. Darkness tries to hide and trembles at His voice, trembles at His voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All will see how great. How great is our God? Age to age He stands, and time is in His hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead, three in one. Father, Spirit, Son, Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All will see how great. How great is our God? You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will say, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Let's pray together. Let's first pray for the welfare of this city, welfare of Hong Kong. And if you're working for a company, you know, pray for your company. Even though your boss may not be a Christian, that God's favor would be upon him or her, because you're there and because you are a son and daughter of God. And God wants to bless you and wants to make you a blessing wherever you go. So let's pray that God's blessing and favor will rest upon, you know, your workplace. And pray for God's favor to be upon your boss and upon your company. And if you're not from Hong Kong, pray for the city that you're in, that God would really bless that city. So let's just pray and lift up Hong Kong together. Let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for China. Let's pray for the Chong family in Dalian. Let's pray that God's blessing and favor be upon them. And pray for the children. Pray especially for Samuel, the second son. Pray that God really meets him and ministers to him, that he will come to faith in Jesus Christ. And let's pray for continued anointing and God's favor, protection. Also, please pray for my parents in China. Pray that God continues to, you know, bless them and speak to them and give them direction, where to go and what to do. And also, they really want to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray for continued anointing upon them. And let's pray for Pastor Sam Kim and the rest of our team that's in Fujian right now ministering to the orphans. Let's pray for God's protection and favor and just anointing. as they bless the children, that they'll just have an amazing trip together. So let's pray for those three things for China. Let's pray for our church. Let's pray for the move. Let's pray that God would lead us to the right building and help us with the fundraising. And let's pray that through all this whole process that we would glorify God and move in faith, that this will be an occasion for our church to really grow in unity and in faith. So let's pray and lift up our move before the Lord. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word. Help us to, you know, be men and women who carry your blessing to the people around us today. Holy Spirit, you know, continue to just be near to us and speak to us in our hearts throughout this day. And we lift up all our prayers to you. And we thank you for your love and goodness. We praise you this morning, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.